This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, bull breeding behavior is really difficult to gauge when buying them, but something learned fairly quickly in the pasture, I guess. But what's some advice to watch for here?
Yeah, there's really two aspects of bull breeding behavior, and that's libido, which is a sire's willingness to breed females, but then also social dominance, which is how sires interact with one another. And again, these are two components that aren't measured per se in a breeding soundness exam. We can only measure them by watching our sires during the breeding season.
All right, good stuff, Lacey, and more on bull breeding behavior when we come back.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, Financial Associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Hey Twins fans, Fort Myers Beach is back. Discover the brand new Margaritaville Beach Resort, Fort Myers Beach. Escape to our beachfront paradise with the perfect blend of adventure and relaxation. Taste the tropics at our six island-inspired bars and restaurants. Dive into Fins Up Beach Club, the action-packed aquatic playground featuring a lagoon-style pool. Unwind in the laid-back luxury of your oceanfront room. Indulge yourself at St. Somewhere Spa. Margaritaville, Fort Myers Beach, the perfect escape. Check us out at margaritavilleresorts.com.
Talking bull breeding behavior today on Ag Issues with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, how does age affect this dynamic?
There is a trend to where older bulls tend to be more dominant within the sire group and younger bulls tend to be more subordinate. Where this can come into play in multi-sire pastures is where the oldest or second oldest bull may sire the majority of the calves. Some research says where the youngest bull may only sire 10 to 15% of the calves. That dynamic can really play into overall pregnancy rates. And there is some research out there that mixed age sire groups in general have lower pregnancy rates compared to sire groups of similar ages. And so producers can kind of try to get ahead of this by putting breeding sire groups together before the breeding season so they can work out some of that social hierarchy before the breeding season. And again, just observe your sires to where if they're really being hard on a particular sire, you can pull him out and change the social dynamic that way.
Good stuff, Lacey. Thanks for that. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, by Margaritaville on Fort Myers Beach, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.